till the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. This has been stuffed into my mold. And you will do as you are told until the rights you are sold.
Better bring a check around. to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Big idea. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table and drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn it maybe to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess. Hey, son, better get on back to town. Face the sad old truth, the dirty law down.
I wonder.
Put those ideas in your head.
I
have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
Buskaggs with Lowdown here on ES Beats. I am DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the incomparable, the wonderful, the amazing DJ Original Brewer.
Hi, I don't know what it is.
Is it frustrating you too?
Yeah.
When it's over, you're going to be like, oh man, seriously, that's really it?
Yeah.
You guys are going to be pretty pissed off, I think. I am in the process of putting all the songs in the chat room that we've heard so far, because the people that are trying to figure it out would like to see them all in a row. I'm putting them up in the order that I played them. That is not part of the theme.
Okay,
so don't worry
still,
about the order.
That might help, right?
Yeah, don't worry about the order. That doesn't impact. Yeah, so what did we hear on that last block? We had Feeling All Right by Joe Cocker from his 1969 album With a Little Help from My... Little Help from My Friends.
Yeah.
Followed by Frank Zappa with I Am the Slime. With Chuck Berry with Johnny Be Good. And then, like I said, Bus Skaggs with Lowdown from 1976, Silk Degrees. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We are East Beats. We're playing a Guess the Connection, Guess the Theme. There is a connection to all of these songs that we played since 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm going to continue to play them. I feel like I should be giving you the answer so that then you'd be like, oh, wow, really? This was part of that? So, yeah, I almost said something then, but I didn't. Yeah, so thanks so much for joining us wherever you are in the world, taking time out of your day to listen to us and enjoy and the fun. I think we should do more of these Guess the Theme shows.
Okay.
It won't be as obscure as this one.
All right.
But we should do other ones, maybe ones that are a little easier to guess. I went to a trivia night 2 weeks ago, two Thursdays ago.
Oh, when you won Don't Be a Richard?
The name of our team was Don't Be a Richard.
Good lad.
And we won. Yeah, we won the trivia. We were on fire. And then went to the Peaks and played pool, and I was on fire at that too. Undefeated until 12:30 in the morning when I was like, I got to go home. Yeah. It was good. It was a good night. We crushed it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so let's get back to some tunes.
Mm.
Still trying to guess the theme in the chat room at radiovalencia.fm. If you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, all those things out there. ESB Ale. That's me.
That is.
And this is ES Beats. Ooh.
What?
This is a great one.
Okay. Toodles.
Whether you know the theme or not.
Oh.
Everyone loves this song.
Okay.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me. She asked me to dance. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but she squeezed me tight.
send you rushing to the mirror. Brush your eyebrows and say, there's more beauty in you than anyone. I remember who walked the walks and beside you. More to your heel, let the waves come and rush in. Shift the worry from your head, but then again, she put trouble in your heart instead. Then you fall down to the ground, low to the ground. You know heartache, still more crying when you're thinking of your mother's only son. Take to your bed, you say this peace and sleep, but you dream of love instead. All the heartache you'll find.
sail. Cause what I want can't be found in the sea.
Was the Meters with My Name Up in Lights from their 1977 album New Directions. New Directions. Plural. How are you doing over there, love?
I'm doing well.
You stumped?
Yes.
These are really pissing
They're
me off.
They're old and I think they've all been in a movie. Does that matter?
I'm sure some of them have, quite a few of them have been in a movie. Yeah, I mean the Jimmy Cliff one was, I mean that was The Harder They Come. Yeah. We kick things off with Lola by the Kinks.
La, 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 la.
Then we have Don't I'm a Trading with Down to Zero off her third studio album, 1976. Don't I'm a Trading.
No.
Oh.
Car alarm.
Man, this guy with the cab in front of us keeps getting his alarm hit by the car in front of him. I think he's backing into it.
Oh, maybe.
It's been a mystery theme today. Lots of great songs. I hope you're really enjoying the show. Despite
Are you going to tell people before the end?
I don't know. Should I tell people now or should I wait? I mean, the suspense, as soon as people hear it, they're like, wait, seriously? And that's kind of lame.
Well, then maybe wait till the end if we're going to be underwhelmed.
I think people will be underwhelmed by now.
All right, well, then wait.
well, I don't know. What does the consensus say in the chat room? Well, no one really cares in the chat room. Let's play another song. Maybe I'll jump out of the next song. You guys can talk it out amongst yourselves in the chat room.
Yeah.
I'll play one song. Again, this song has something to do with all of them. They all have something in common.
Okay.
And there's a very specific thing. Every single one of these songs you've heard since 2 o'clock has something in common. And it's actually pretty cool. But here's another song to just keep it going.
Underwhelm us now.
Underwhelm us now. Well, maybe after this song.
Oh.
Let's go with the local legend Santana here on ES Beats. Toodles.
Toodles.
black magic woman got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Santana there with Black Magic Woman and Gypsy Queen.
Yeah.
Fun fact before we get to the big trivia of the day.
The reveal.
Yeah. Who did that song originally? Did you know this?
No.
Black Magic Woman?
No.
It wasn't Santana.
Jimi Hendrix.
Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
Yeah. Peter Green wrote that for Fleetwood Mac and released it in 1968. And then 2 years later, Santana took it and made it his own in 1970. With his cover of Fleetwood Mac's Black Magic Woman. The more you know.
The more you know.
Speaking of the more you know, is it time? Should we tell people, put them out of their misery so they know what the theme is? I think we should do that. We can play some more music. But we kick things off with, at the very beginning of the show, there was Welcome Back by John Sebastian from Welcome Back, Carter. We went through, we had Kris Kristofferson, Gordon Lightfoot, Neil Sedaka with Breaking Up It's Hard to Do, Carly Simon, Desi Arnaz with Cuban Pete. We had Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff. There was even Patti Smith doing a cover of My Generation. Ain't Misbehavin', another cover by Leon Redbone. We had Panama, Preservation Hole Jazz Band, with their 8-minute amazing version of Panama. Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. Paul Simon with American Tune. And then we ended that first block with Nothing From Nothing by Billy Preston. And that was important that I ended with that one.
Okay.
So that you turned 50 this year, right, honey?
Yes, thank you.
I turned 50 this year.
They're all songs that are 50 years old.
What else turned 50 this year?
What?
Saturday Night Live turned 50 this year.
They all performed on
Saturday. Every single one of those songs you heard in that first block was performed in the first season of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, good God.
Desi Arnaz, Billy Preston, all those people, all those songs.
Wow.
Patti Smith did My Generation. All those songs you heard in that first hour were performed on Saturday Night Live in the first season.
Wow.
And in everything you've heard since that, and so, just so you know, Nothing From Nothing by Billy Preston from The Kids and Me, that was the first ever song performed on Saturday Night Live. The first episode when George Carlin was the guest host, Billy Preston did that song, and that was the first song to kick off all of Saturday Night Live. And then everything you've heard since that song is my favorite songs that were performed in the second season of Saturday Night Live. That's right. So everything you heard since then, Feeling All Right by Joe Cocker, and he actually had John Belushi join him on stage, and they did it together as a duet, doing Feeling All Right. I Am the Slime, Frank Zappa, Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry went on Saturday Night Live that second season. Boz Scaggs, The Kinks, Joe and I'm a Trading with Down to Zero. Could have done Love and Affection, too, which is a fan favorite.
I love that one.
But I wanted to mix it up a bit. But yeah, she also performed Love and Affection on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
My Nampleman Lights by The Meters, and Black Magic Woman by Santana. And this song was also performed live during Saturday Night Live's second season. Toodles.
Just snap your fingers and I'm walking like a There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee in the night. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs, now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausages and cider toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns are what easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade, it's a late shit masquerade. It's two for a quarter, dime for a dance, Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings, now the waitress sings, eggs and sausage, cider toast, coffee and a roll. Offers no direction. It's a cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory, I pen 86th from your scheme. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls, eggs and sausage, now a cider toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. Now what kind of pie? Alamo, if you will. Just come in, I join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Had some time to kill. Just come in, I join the crowd. 'Cause I had some time to kill.
That was Daz by Brick, performed during the second season of Saturday Night Live, 49 years ago. Sheesh. Kick that block off with Leo Sayer and You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, followed by Tom Waits and Eggs and Sausage in a Cadillac with Susan Mikkelsen. That's the name of the song.
Eggs and Sausage in a Cadillac.
With Susan Mikkelsen.
Wow.
That's all part of the name of the song.
Okay.
And then Daz by Brick. What's that noise? Is that outside?
Yeah, it's outside.
It's outside. Yeah, you're listening to ESP, or you have been listening to ESP. We've been with you since 2 o'clock. We did a mystery theme this week. It was a tough one, I confess.
Yeah.
I thought there were a couple songs on there that I thought might give it away, but they did not. But yeah, every song you've heard today was performed, well, the first hour was performed during the first season of Saturday Night Live 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the second hour was the second season. And there's some great music that's been performed on that show over the last 50 years. There was a review early on. I have this book. I was just talking about it in the chat room. It's the history of Saturday Night Live as told by everyone involved in the show. Mm. So it's really tough to put down because it's like it just goes Dan Aykroyd's talking, then Chevy Chase is talking, and then Lorne Michaels. It just keeps going. And it's a long read. It's 800 pages. It's chronological. So right now I'm in the – I think it ends in 2014 because it's 10 years old, the book. But it's fascinating stuff. There's a lot of things in there about, like, I mean, they don't paint everyone. They're very polite because they know what's going in a book. So they're not too mean. But I mean, Chevy Chase coming back in the 80s or 90s, and he was really bad. Disgusting. Yeah, as a guest host. And then some of the stuff early on, like Milton Berle is in the movie. J.K. Simmons plays him in the movie. There's a movie out right now called Saturday Night. You can stream it too. It's at the cinema, but it's streaming. I highly recommend it, whether you're a fan of the show or not, because it's actually quite well done. It's basically the premise is it's an hour and a half before the first episode, and the movie is shot in real time, and it jumps around. Now, some of the stuff they've put in there I know happened a week or two later, so that, you know, obviously for dramatic license, they've put it all in the first night. But the majority of what happens in the film does happen on that first night. It's especially the Billy Crystal thing that really happened, which is crazy when you watch it.
Yeah.
So things like that. But yeah, so we've been playing all music from the first two seasons of Saturday Night Live. And so this review came out after, I think it was the second or third show, where they thought it was a music show. Because Lorne Michaels was such a music fan, and he was bringing all this stuff on. It was music he liked. So that's why it was maybe not necessarily... I mean, today now it's got to be stuff with an album coming out, and it's all part of the pop machine. But back then it was stuff that he wanted to play that he thought was hip and different. And that's why you had stuff like, you know, Billy Preston being the first artist on the show. And Paul Simon went back 3 times because they were good friends. So Paul Simon was on the show like 3 or 4 times. There was, in the first season alone, there were 12 Paul Simon songs for me to choose from. I think in the second season is when he comes out dressed as a turkey at Thanksgiving, maybe the first. But anyway,
okay.
Phenomenal stuff. So that last block, we had Leo Sayer. We already did it. We've got like 10 minutes left, 15 minutes left. Let's keep playing some music, shall we?
Yeah.
For everyone out there, thank you so much for joining us and putting up with my, or indulging me with my theme this week of the connections. We'll have another connection show at some point. We won't do it next week, but we'll have another connection show.
Yeah.
As Auntie Jane said in the chat room, she said, well researched. It did take me a while, if I'm completely honest, to go out. Because I haven't seen these shows. I've seen the first one multiple times. Having seen the film and read the book, I went back and started this, because every episode is on Peacock. You can go on Peacock and watch every season, which is amazing. And it's really cool because you can see it through the lens of America through this show.
Yeah.
Because there's satire, there's, you know, and it's, they even admit in the book, like, how, you know, half the sketches fall flat, but every so often they'll get gold, and when that gold hits, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think the first season is as amazing as people talk about. They always talk about that first cast. There's only 7 people in the cast back then.
Yeah, but you didn't really know, probably.
But then I also think there's this thing where you started watching it depending on your age, and that was your group. So when I started watching it when I was a teenager, when we moved to America, it was Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Jan Hooks. It was an amazing cast. Probably, for me, that was my favorite cast, was the early 90s. But everyone's got their favorites. Like Will Ferrell came later, probably one of the best on the show, male anyway. Eddie Murphy in the 80s just carried the show for 5 years. They would have gone off the air if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
And then Kristen Wiig, you had all these great females that came later on, like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And it's really cool when you read the book, all the different chapters of the show and how it ebbs and flows and ups and downs, but it keeps coming back. With that, I'm going to play one of my favorite bands of all time.
Ooh.
They performed the second season of the show. I could have picked so many songs. I think they did three that night, but I thought I'd do this one.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
It's the band.
Oh.
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well.
Live from San Francisco, it's ES Beats. We'll be right back. so good. That was John Batiste doing the new, he recorded that for the new movie, Saturday Night. That is obviously the theme from Saturday Night Live. It changes every time because it's performed live before every show. So, you know, they're playing the same song every time, but it always sounds a little bit different. The horns maybe go in a different direction, but that was the new recording by John Batiste, who plays, Billy Preston in the movie. Doing Nothing from Nothing, and that's him. Him and his band performed the whole soundtrack to the movie too.
Wow!
And that was Saturday Night Live, off the new movie Saturday Night, and that's been the theme of the day. We've played all music that was performed on the first two seasons of Saturday Night Live by those artists. So even the reason I played My Generation by Patti Smith is because that's the song she played on Saturday Night Live.
Wow!
I didn't play a Beach Boys song.
Oh,
it was a later song that they did for this, and Brian Wilson.
Auntie Jane would have loved that, though.
It's not good.
Oh, it's not?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you can go find it. I almost played it today, but the guy singing it can't sing.
Oh, so it's not Brian Wilson. I'm intrigued.
So they came out with this album called, I think it was 15 Big Ones, which maybe was probably a greatest hits album.
Maybe.
And Brian Wilson went on Saturday Night Live during the second season to promote it and performed like three of the songs off that album, including he did Good Vibrations, which is... But he did this song. I'm not going to play it right now because we're gonna see you off with a different one. But he did a song called Back Home.
Okay.
And then I went and found that song by the Beach Boys, and it just sounds bad. Like, I love old Beach Boys.
Yeah.
But the voice is strained. It's almost like he's yelling. It's weird. It's weird. I think the only reason it probably sold copies is because it was the Beach Boys.
Maybe.
Because if it was a new band, you'd be like, who are these guys? It's really disappointing. Anyway.
Interesting.
I don't want to leave on that sour note. It was a great...
No.
It was great. I mean, there was some great music that was performed. I mean, Tom Waits in there with Eggs and Sausage in a Cadillac with Susan Mikkelsen. Tom Waits is fantastic. I like him. I know he's got a very, very... gravelly voice, so yes. Some people like
it's not everybody's jam.
I love it when he did the soundtrack to The Wire.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I think it was the second season, right? He did the one when they're at the docks.
Yes.
Yeah, it was so good. And then he's amazing in Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. He plays Renfield, the henchman to Dracula. He's the one who's eating the flies in the cell. That's Tom Waits.
God.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. He's in a bunch of movies. Anyway. I'm digressing as I tend to do. It's been lovely to be with you today, wherever you are. Thank you so much for tuning in to us, whether you're in Las Vegas, Yorkshire, El Dorado Hills, and everywhere in between. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will see you somewhere around.